Joel turned to flip the car over, hit a tree upside down, flipped the car back right side up, and got out of the car. Totaled the car, walked away. And this car stopped to see if I was all right, and I knew I had to make up a story, or I was going to be in a heap of trouble. So I told him about this carload of hippies. My husband hated hippies, so I figured I was safe if it was hippies, right? And I told about this car coming around the other direction on the wrong side of the road and forcing me off to the shoulder and making me go out of control and making me do what I did, you know, hit this tree and everything. And then I said, and do you know those goddamn hippies didn't even stop and see if I was all right? And my dishonesty with myself was so bad at that point that I was angry at these mythical hippies because they didn't stop to see if I was really mad. And they took me up to Weimar Medical Center, which was still a hospital at that time, and checked me out. They didn't give me an alcohol test. I don't know why. I don't know why the highway patrol didn't ask to check me out. But I got away with it. And I got away with that several times. There was one time I got stopped for roadside tests, and then they drove me home. I don't know why. You know, these days that wouldn't happen. I would have been in jail. Anyway, I was 6 months sober when I remembered that I had told that story and then believed it as I was telling it. And I carried that resentment around for a while. And, you know, that's the kind of denial that we can form in here. I had that about everything to do with me. It was like I couldn't accept what was going on inside of me, so I would concoct all these false attitudes, ideas, feelings about me. So anyway, I was still drinking while I was going to Al-Anon, and by this time I was working for three alcoholics in the trucking business, and we were having a lot of long lunch hours. And one of my boss's wives was going through the things I was going through, checking out the bars and, you know, calling up and getting really upset with what her husband was doing. So I said, hey, why don't you go to an Al-Anon meeting with me? So she started going to Al-Anon with me. Well, it wasn't too long after that. Her husband got an AA, and so did she. She decided that's where she belonged. And while we were going to all these Al-Anon meetings, we also went out at night and consoled each other when our husbands were out drinking. So she'd been out drinking with me and dancing and doing the things we were doing. And so she knew after she got an AA that she had a friend that was still over here on the other side that belonged in AA. She knew I was just like her. So she started suggesting that I go to an AA meeting. And I said, well, yeah, I might like to go to one of those and check it out, see what it's all about. In case my husband gets to AA, then I'll know what he's going to see when he gets there. So one night at the church down there in Auburn, she came downstairs where they have the Al-Anon meeting, and she says, come on upstairs to the AA meeting. And I said, okay, you know, real flip, and I went up there. And there was a gal there that night named Angel. She lives in Sacramento now. And she said the things that I needed to hear. She talked about alcoholism as a disease and that